I think one of the main things that we're very proud of at the NRC is that we really have a culture of continuous improvement. We try not to rest on our laurels, and we try to really look at new ways of doing things. And one of the recent enhancements that we initiated in the agency was a flexible work schedule, which we call New Flex. And we think with today's environment, generation, I guess it's now X, Y, whatever it is these days, the millennials, and one of the things that we know that they like is flexibility in their work schedule. So we are having a situation where we allow employees to start as early as 6 in the morning, work as late as 11 o'clock at night. It could be a combination of at work in a traditional sense, as well as a combination with some telework. So we think that providing that kind of flexible work environment will keep us very, very competitive with other federal agencies and even with some private sector organizations.
Could you tell me how many employees, maybe the percentage of the NRC work staff, will be affected by that?
Well, right now, the New Flex is available to almost all employees. There are certain employees that are emergency operations officers and certain regional inspectors that have certain responsibilities and certain time and attendance requirements. We have yet to begin a survey of the first line supervisors to determine whether or not they're seeing any changes as a result of the initiation of this schedule change. I think that started in November. So we're going to do a 6-month review of that to see how the supervisor feels that the work is being handled in light of the changes. But from what we can see so far in terms of employees that are participating, by and large, most employees are keeping a fairly traditional schedule. Some employees are opting for some of the new flexibilities, but I think what we're seeing is with the fact that many employees, as you know, in this area are in carpools and whatnot, a lot of employees didn't want to take advantage of some of the additional flexibilities, but we'll know more within a few months.
Tell me what you need at the management level, at the senior management level, reporting to the administrator, in terms of being able to keep track of the kinds of things like this that employees will be interested in and maybe incent them to want to stay with the agency as they have.
Well, I will tell you, the NRC really is incredible in the sense that we have outstanding top-level commitment and support for the employees. I've worked in different federal agencies, and I really have to tell you that coming to the NRC was just such a different change for me. People in top positions embrace a spirit and a climate of continuous improvement, and they really they don't just talk the talk. They really do walk the walk, and they're extremely engaged with employees in terms of their viewpoints. In fact, with the recent survey that was just administered, the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey, we're constantly soliciting feedback because we believe that when we get the feedback from employees, we can make the changes that people want to improve the workplace in the organization. I will also tell you that the senior leadership in our agency has monthly meetings with the managers across the organization to discuss issues related to employee engagement, employee relations, how things can improve in the organization. So the top management is extremely active, extremely engaged, and really committing to making changes that employees will find the NRC a great place to work. Regardless of whether we're number one or number three, there really is a very, very good climate of engagement and involvement.
How do you guys stay out on the edge when it looks like the rest of the government will be following in your stead very soon?
Well, again, I think the good thing about us having started a lot of these reforms at the NRC is that we've already seen some of the successes of the streamlining and the reform efforts. We actually did a few years ago a Lean Six Sigma study of our hiring process and of try to take advantage of that review to make enhancements where we could. But I also think the fact that we've had experience will actually help OPM and the rest of the federal government. In fact, Jim McDermott is actually on a implementation task force with some of the folks at OPM to help them as they begin these potential additional reforms of the hiring process.
What's your take right now, Miriam, on the degree to which these changes will change the way that people can apply and stay in a federal job? Are we, in fact, looking at something that that will make a profound and significant change?
Well, I think for the target audience for these reforms are the first hires into the federal government. And as anyone's reading the federal diary or any of these the Washington area federal journals or whatnot, we know that there's a lot of consternation over the fact that when you apply for a federal job, first of all, you don't know where to go. USA Jobs is very complicated. You might apply, you might never hear back from a job. And if you do apply, you see that in these vacancy announcements that they could be 5-10 pages long. There could be very onerous knowledge, skills, and abilities that have to be completed. We think that the reform efforts that OPM is undertaking are going to make it a lot easier for an average person out there that's looking for a federal job to submit a resume to be able to apply for a federal job and not have to submit tons of documentation to support their understanding of what's required for that particular position. I think actually one of the biggest challenges is going to be for federal managers to reorient themselves to be able to discern the knowledge, skills, and abilities out of a person's resume. Because right now, when you review applications, you not only have the resume, but you have 3 or 4 or 5 pages of knowledge, skills, and abilities. With the reform efforts that people are talking about and providing a resume only, you're going to look at very different information. And I think the hiring manager is going to have to be adept at going through the resumes and identifying those KSAs that they need for that particular position. So I think there's going to be a lot of training involved for the manager as well.